Sam.
Good morning, Al.
Good morning, recovery people everywhere. Tuesday morning.
April the 16th. Hope everyone is well. Why not do in life what you are... Sorry, start again. Why not do in life what you enjoy doing, as long as it does not harm another soul and brings only good to yourself and all those souls with whom you are concerned? Learn to do what you are doing at the proper time and in the proper way and without great strain or effort. Small children know how to enjoy life. Become as a very small child with no inhibitions and learn to enjoy life without any restriction, self-concern or self-consciousness. Do not always do things because you feel they must be done or have to do them. When something is done under compulsion, all the joy and pleasure go out of it. Learn to do everything because you love doing it. Give whatever you have to give for the sheer love of giving and for the sheer love of living, and see how different life will become for you. It's funny, isn't it? You know, when we were drinking against a compulsion, and it says there, where is it? Compulsion. When something is done under compulsion, all the joy and pleasure go out of it. At the end, drinking wasn't pleasurable or joyful, was it? As we're acting on a compulsion. And I love the idea of, you know, do things for just the sheer love of life and the appreciation, and as long as it's doing no harm to others. And, you know, I do watch, you know, my grandson, and he's all like just very simple. Your mum had given him a teddy bear, and he was just chatting to it and talking to it and putting the ear in his mouth and having a little conversation. And, you know, it's just lovely to see how the brain develops from just a little thing that just takes milk to suddenly developing into bow, 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 you know, and having little conversations and, you know, just touching his hands and playing with his hands or a balloon, or it's lovely to see. And, you know, we need to remember the simple things sometimes, isn't it? You know, like just going out and hearing the birds and going out walking, not because we have to walk for exercise, but for the sheer pleasure of it. You know, we get so wrapped up in, you know, must do this, must do that. We put ourselves under enormous pressure, don't we? And sometimes I think we just need to rest and be and just, you know, appreciate nature and just calm our nervous system down. You know, I hope you can have a rest today. I think you need to have a day of rest as well, you know, just to calm and appreciate the walk and relax, take it easy.
Yep. My brain is taking it easy.
You're not wanting to think too
Nothing
hard.
Nothing much.
No.
Going on.
That's probably a self...
protection.
Yes. So you don't have to think too much. Because you had a shock, didn't you? You know. You're worried about your mum, and you need to... We need to be kind to ourselves, don't we? We need to be gentle on ourselves and...
Yeah, we need to live.
Yeah.
Above everything else. You know, you know, live your life. Don't be waiting to live.
No.
You know...
Get out of the waiting room.
Recovery is that opportunity to really, you know, carpe diem.
Yeah.
Spiritual life's not a theory, you know, you have to live it. So you know, like, appreciate the good things in life, but don't be doing damage to anyone else or yourself.
Yeah. I think it's really interesting that people coined the phrase, I'm going to get wasted. I'm going to waste my time. I'm going to waste my time now.
I'm going to get slaughtered. I'm going to get annihilated. You know,
I'm going to get out of my head.
You know, get battered. The adjective.
Crazy.
Yeah. There's a good Glaswegian word, bluttered.
Bluted.
Bluttered.
Obliterated.
Obliterated.
It's not good, is it?
Yeah, well, the truth is in the words, you know, the reality of what you're doing to yourself. Smashed, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, we did that to ourselves on a daily basis. That's punishment, isn't it?
Mm.
We're punishing ourselves and we're thinking, oh, we can't do without it. But, you know, we have to learn there's a different way.
Did I say annihilated? I don't remember if I did.
I did.
Annihilated. Yeah. Off my head, out of my head. Yeah. I think that, you know, I mean, we used to, back in, you know, 40 years ago, we defined ourselves, identified as wasters. And it was kind of like you're outside society and normal people are boring and, you know, it's kind of like that kind of rebelliousness of youth type phase,
mm-hmm.
which most people
they get out of. And we
move on, they grow out of it, it gets boring and it's like, I'm fed up being skint, living in squalor.
Mm-hmm. What's Bill got today? Glad I'm out of that. All those negative words.
Mm.
Shit-faced. My face is going to look like shit.
Bollocks.
Twatted. I'm going to be thinking of these all day.
264. The step that keeps us growing. From the Grapevine, June 1958. Sometimes when friends tell us how well we are doing, we know better inside. We know we aren't doing well enough. We still can't handle life as life is. There must be a serious flaw somewhere in our spiritual practice and development. What, then, is it? The chances are better than even that we shall locate our trouble in our misunderstanding or neglect of AA's step 11, prayer, meditation and the guidance of God. The other steps can keep most of us sober and somehow functioning, but step 11 can keep us growing if we try hard and work at it continually. Yeah, it's important, step 11, isn't it? You know, maintain fit spiritual condition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, step 10 and 11 and 12, maintenance, growth, service. It's kind of, that's how I look at it anyway. You know, so step 11, you know, there's very little in the book. I was listening to Joe and Charlie and, you know, they were saying that, you know, Bill Wilson didn't really understand prayer and meditation, so he didn't
say
prescribe
much
it, you know, yeah. He's like that. You need
find
to
find your own way.
There are many, you know, learn what religious people have got to teach you. You know, there's many useful books. You know, and it's a bit, step 11 is like the door into the spiritual life, and you know, people go down different paths in pursuit of their spiritual journey, and yeah, it's probably, you know, I certainly found that, you know, working 11 on a daily basis helped with 3, 6 and 7. You know, they kind of, they're all one step really. Once you once you're, you know, years into this.
And I think, you know, some people, you know, they shy away from 11, they're not sure, you know. But for me, even if you're going out on a walk, noticing the birds, the trees, so that you're in the present, so you're not in remorse and guilt of the past, and you're not in fear and anxiety of the future. So you're giving your mind a rest by focusing and being aware of being present in life. And that's mindfulness, you know, mindfulness meditation. You know, for those that don't want to just sit and, you know, they're not used to sort of being quiet, you know, or have a reading, you know, contemplate. They used to in the 30s, and they used to have a St. Francis prayer and just meditate on that, sit in contemplation. You know, it doesn't have to be a no thought. Just bring your awareness back to presence and give your brain a rest from worrying about. You can't really worry about the present so much as the past and the future. You just experience the present.
By being present.
Yeah.
Be present in the present.
Yes. And give that's you, your present you, for give, you.
Yeah.
It is a present.
A gift.
present.
Yeah, well, it just occurs to me, you know, that, you know, step 11, you know, people say the steps are in an order for a reason, you know, and you go through them in order. And it's like, well, if you're going through the steps slowly, you know, and thoroughly, you know, taking, you know, a year or 2 years to do it, what are you doing, you know, with regard to prayer and meditation in that time?
Yeah, because you haven't got to 11 yet.
I mean, it's like, that's really wrong.
Well, I think
it doesn't make any sense at all.
As soon as you get to step three, you should be saying the step three prayer every day. So at least you've got that cover.
What's to stop someone doing, you know, prayers and meditating straight away? How could that be a bad thing?
It's not.
You know, it doesn't make any sense. It's like, get on with it. So hopefully that is the case for most people.
Yeah.
Very vulnerable, you know. The whole idea of 12-step recovery is you're powerless, tap into God's power, you know, and that'll help you when the mind's twisting, you know, in a strange blank spot.
Well, it happened last night, you know. Pause when agitated. You'll find the right answer comes when you're asking, like, you know, I had to think, right, what can we do? What, you know, because you're in fight or flight, you know, you can't think straight. And, you know, it's an application of the AA techniques, this program, isn't it? You know, it tells us on retirement, on awakening, it gives us instructions of what to do. And when we follow them, you know, we can just find that space between, you know, the what's it, the guy in the constant crate,
what's Victor Frankl.
Between the stimulus and your response, there's a gap, and in that gap, you'll find the freedom. So, you know, something comes in, some information, and instead of just responding immediately, reacting immediately, we've got to learn how to just respond, haven't we? But yeah, I'm just pleased that we've got a program. It just helps me in all areas of life. And a lot of people don't have it, you know, and they have to go out and get obliterated.
Wankered. That's a good one, isn't it? I'll just make myself, I'll drink all this fucking alcohol and become a wanker. Brilliant. Fucked.
Comatose.
Get fucked. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, oh, God. Yeah. There's no good words, is there?
Yeah, I mean, the good ones are like, you know, Tipsy Mary.
Yeah, that's for non-alcoholics, isn't
that's
it?
That's for people who have a couple of pints, you know, and they don't keep going.
Yeah, but we couldn't, because we couldn't deal with our emotions. And we didn't have a system to deal with them, and we do now, thank goodness. Thanks, Al.
Thanks, Ron.
Have a great day, everyone.
Yeah, bye. Yeah, quick addendum. According to Google, slang for getting drunk in British: pissed, arsehold, rat-arsed, stinking, half-cut, trolleyed, hammered, wasted, bladdered, mullered, blotto, sloshed, sozzled, wankered, buggered.
And many, many more.
Is there any more there? Annihilated, blasted, blitzed, bombed, buzzed, canned, hammered, lit. That's American. Cockney words for drunk. Brahms and Liszt or elephant's trunk. What can I say instead of drunk? Intoxicated, inebriated, sodden, besotted, tipsy, under influence, soused, plastered.
Oh, not good, are they? Really?
Yeah, let's just give that a miss.
Thanks, Al.
Thanks.